An ordinance amending Chapter 27 of the City of Dunwoody zoning ordinances by a text amendment to the zoning ordinance in regards to farmers markets.
Point of information, before we open the public hearing, it may be appropriate to let everybody understand what the process is, both tonight and going forward, so they got a sense of where they are in the process.
But before we do that, we got the presentation by Public Works.
Yeah.
Okay, so Public Works.
Community development.
Well, my agenda says Public Works.
Okay.
You're reading your agenda correctly. Your agenda is incorrect.
Okay.
I move to amend the agenda.
Jennifer, you got the floor.
I wanted to take this quick opportunity to introduce our city planner, Howard Koontz, who will be presenting you these items throughout his tenure here at the city. In his role as a city planner, he is giving presentations to all of our boards and commissions so that as rezoning applications, special land use permits, and text amendments come in front of that board, the staff person will be reporting you. Thank you.
Good evening.
Speak right into the mic there.
I'll do that. Thank you. The item before you this evening is the farmer's market. I'll try and be brief and yet thorough. The issue at hand is the Sproul Green Market had a site which is no longer tenable in the city of Dunwoody due to construction activity. They need to move. They need to find a new home for their farmer's market in Dunwoody. They looked around the city. And I don't remember the time period, whether or not they found the venue first and then came to the city and asked for permission to start the process or vice versa. But what the city found after the request was made is that we really did not have the mannerisms to allow for the special event of a farmer's market by the ordinance passed last December. Through usual and customary channels, communication was made to the mayor and council, and you asked that staff investigate and, if possible, craft a text amendment that would allow for green markets and farmers markets in the city of Dunwoody. The process was undertaken. An amendment was drafted. It went through the community council first. The community council meeting in March, there was a modest gallery, as well as the community council members. Some discussion. The public hearing went forward. Overall, in favor. There were no comments dissenting against the idea. Community Council was very much in favor of the idea of there being a green market in Dunwoody and approved of the amended text as presented unanimously, 7-0. It was in the process about 3 or 4 weeks later. The amendment went to the Planning Commission for the first public hearing mandated by state law. Planning Commission meeting was more well attended. There were more people in the gallery. There was quite a bit more discussion about the item. The public comments were, again, overall supportive. However, there were some members of the audience who had some dissension. They had some points that were valid and well taken. The discussion amongst the planning commissioners themselves was a little more involved. Overall, the planning commissioners were in favor of the idea of Dunwoody having a farmer's market. The question arose, or the questions that arose, were twofold, really. One was the method of implementation for there to be a green market in the city of Dunwoody. Specifically, whether or not it was appropriate to allow a for-profit entity, such as the Sproul Green Markets sanctioning organization, to operate their for-profit venture in residential zone properties in the city. Additionally, their concerns on a more micro scale were more in line with preserving the health and welfare of the residential character in Dunwoody, insofar as hours of operation, the number of days per week that the market can operate, the number of stalls that would be allowable, and making sure that there were adequate public facilities for the people who attended, both the vendors and the patrons. After about 90 minutes of discussion, as I recall, with excellent questions raised on both sides, the vote was 4-3 in favor of the text amendment going forward. Additionally, they asked that the text in front of you be amended to include a couple of points, there were 4 points, the first of which was there should be restrictions on the number of stalls the farmers market may have based on the size of the site on which the market operates. So you would have conceivably a square footage component associated, or a number of parking spaces, or a requirement that the existing use be allowed to operate unencumbered with their required parking, and yet still allow the market to operate as an ancillary use on that day of the week. Number two was they sought to limit the hours of operation of the farmers market, because again, this text amendment seeks to allow green markets to operate as a usual and customary ancillary use of faith-based organizations in the city of Dunwoody. You'll notice that many of our churches, synagogues, and other faith-based institutions are located in residential districts. So there could be an idea of there being noise or other nuisances associated with people starting too early or ending too late. Number three was there be a required relationship between the organization sanctioning the farmers market and the faith-based organization that hosts the farmers market. I will try. Yes?
Where's the microphone?
It doesn't work. Go ahead. Sorry. The third idea was that there was a required relationship between the organization sanctioning the farmers market and the faith-based organization hosting the farmers market. They wanted there to be a rational relationship between the two. And I was a little lost on that point, but I think it was just to keep the idea that the local nature and the sanctity of the community event be held together by the existing and established relationship. And then finally, they wanted to restrict each faith-based operation to one market event per week. So again, 4-3, the Planning Commission decided that they would be in favor of there being the Farmers Market text amendment, so long as those 4 points were at least those 4 points added. I'm available for questions. Yes?
Do you know if the church is being paid anything for the use of the property? Are they being, a donation being made by the farmers to make that happen?
It's my understanding, yes, that the sanctioning organization for the farmers market would make a donation to the St. Patrick's Episcopal, to their food banks, with a lot of the, I hate to say leftovers, because it's just, they'll take a portion of what it is that they market and donate it outright to the food banks for the church. Now, I don't know that that's necessarily a reasoning behind allowing it, and if they don't do that, we wouldn't allow it. I just know that that's an agreement that they've come to on their own, and they seem amenable with it on both sides.
Robert. We have gotten a lot of emails on this. Some of the people who are concerned have expressed a concern that this is the opening up of Pandora's box, and that's their expression, not mine. That once you allow this use in a residential area, that we are opening up a floodgate. You helped craft this. You've looked at lots of these. You're the local expert. Do you have concerns that we've worded this in a way that might allow other people to operate in a residential zone?
I think those concerns are valid, and I can understand their point of view. Jennifer Peterson, myself, and the city attorney got together and crafted some language that goes on the front of the actual ordinance themselves, the whereas clauses. And what those are pretty much our justification and the statements that we feel attenuate those concerns by giving our reasoning why the community event, such as a farmers market, is appropriate at faith-based institutions. It's the idea that these are not consumer electronics, or these are not children's toys, or these are not other tangible, marketable goods. These are perishable food items that come from Georgia through Georgia farmers to Dunwoody citizens. And it's a unique marketing opportunity for them. And I don't believe that we're open to any liability or that there's any box being opened, Pandora's or otherwise, by the institution of the marketing.
Okay, so you're comfortable with the wording and you're pretty comfortable that we're not going to come back later and discover that we drew something too broad or that we've left a door open for other things besides what's described in here.
I'm not concerned. Staff crafted the text amendment, including we're in favor of it because we wrote it and we brought it forward. Additionally, there are some protections in place there. It's not a quote-unquote slam dunk. There are still some requirements that the sanctioning organization will have to meet as far as being allowed to operate. The definition in that text amendment of a farmer's market or a green market is very narrow. You have to meet the idea of what our definition reads of a farmer's market before you'd be allowed to operate. Additionally, they'll still have to come forward and seek an administrative approval from the Community Development Department, wherein they're going to have to prove that they have adequate public facilities, where they're going to not impede traffic, where they're not going to impede any pedestrian safety. Again, the application reads that the permit that each green market receives is good for that calendar year. Then it dissolves. They have to come back and reapply again. So it's not that somebody can just open up an operation and then operate ad nauseum. It is finite, and there is review behind it before the permit is issued.
Is there a limit on how many days a year they can operate?
I don't remember. Apparently, yes, there is. I know right now the idea is that they operate one day a week. The plan was the hours of operation would be from 8 a.m. to noon. Now, between 6:30 a.m. and 8, farmers will arrive and set up their stands, and then from approximately 12 to 1, they'll take their stands down and then vacate the site. So one day a week with total disturbance, quote-unquote, to the site would be between 6:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. Yes?
Howard, a couple of things, you know, that I have some concerns, without a doubt, and you've answered a couple of them, but some of the things that bothers me is, number one, the hours of operation that hour. In and around a residential area, start setting up at 6:30. You know, I mean, I used to get up at 5 and 6 o'clock, but now I'm retired. I don't get up that hour anymore. And I think there's probably some folks around here that have the same problem. And I talked to Jennifer today on the same issue, so I'm putting this up out of the clip of this guy. The hours of operation, you know, we can control that. We set that. In talking to the folks that run that, you know, when you start 6:30, 7 o'clock, 7:30 setup, you're not only talking early, starting in a residential neighborhood, but until school is out and when school starts again, you're talking children going back and forth to school. You know, I'm thinking of hours that are later. Was that discussed at all with the entity that here is, you know, are they open to hours like, quote-unquote, an 8:30 start setup and go till 2 or 2:30 in the afternoon or something like that?
I think I'll allow the
folks
to speak.
This is an open discussion right now. Thank you.
To be honest, I can't answer that question for them, whether or not they'd be amenable to changing the hours of operation.
Okay, my second question is that, you know, the definition of the farmer's market in the state of Georgia,
yes,
is pretty broad. It includes a lot of things. You know, if you can read through there, you can come up with things like, you know, there can be all kinds of stuff like, you know, some artisan stuff, things like that. You know, I look at a farmer's market. I am a farmer, for those of you who don't know. I come from the farm, and I know Miss Wingate's here, and I know both of us do come from the farm. I don't know how many of you do. But I raised a garden. I worked for a father that worked as hard in my life. But when I talk about a farmer's market, I'm not talking about baskets and arts and crafts. That's not a farmer's market to me. A farmer's market are things that are edible and that are produced. As I read our interpretation of it, I pretty much am clear that that's what it says. If I read the states, it doesn't say that whatsoever. So we have crafted our own language. We're not using the state's language. Is that correct?
I agree, yes. The idea of the farmer's market that we're discussing in the evening is the one that's in our text amendment.
Okay. And basically, as I read that, those are edible items except for flowers. And maybe, I got friends of mine who probably eat flowers too.
Locally grown produce, value-added agricultural products, and our fresh baked goods.
So that basically takes out the arts and crafts. Is that correct?
Because produce is defined as agricultural products, fruits, vegetables, herbs, and flowers. And value-added agricultural products means raw agricultural products to which value has been added by taking it to at least the next stage of production. Packaging, processing, cooking, churning, culturing, grinding, hulling, extracting, drying, smoking, handcrafting, spinning, and weaving. Actually, it reads, examples include honey jams, jellies, baskets, wreaths, and soaps. So, including but not limited to, I would say, honey, jams, jellies, baskets, wreaths, and soaps would be allowable at the Dunwoody Green Market.
Thanks very much. That, those are the items that I'm opposed to. I do not believe those are farmer's market items. Okay, anybody else want to ask any questions of Howard before we open up the vote? Dan, please.
Just have one. For the second reading, I'd appreciate your having a schematic layout of the where the farmer's market would actually be at the church, where the proposed parking would be. So
I'm sure we can work with the applicant and put that together in that time frame. That's not a problem at all.
I think one of the other things...
Is tonight okay? Yeah. Just let me know.
About 10 minutes is okay.
Okay.
I'm a little late, but that's okay.
Sorry.
One of the things that also has been discussed, and not with everyone, is this would be a quote-unquote one season where we would review the whole situation and probably in the future require a special land use permit or any type of a market like this, so that it would not be an open agenda item for across the spectrum of the city, where each quote-unquote faith-based church, synagogue, whatever, would have to come forth and request a SLUP, S-U-L-P, special land use permit. Okay. Any other questions of Howard? Thanks very much, Howard. I appreciate your presentation there, as usual. Okay, with that, entertain a motion to... open the public hearing.
Second.
Motion's been made and second to open public hearing. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed, same sign. Okay, open public hearing is passed by 5-0. Okay, I just want to discuss the ground rules once again. And Brian, you got that. And 3 minutes maximum. Everybody has the right to speak, but if the person in front of you said exactly what you said, then you might want to just get up and say ditto. Okay, City Attorney has just corrected me a little bit here. The 3 minutes we do not apply to here, but it's 15 minutes per side for everyone. So that means, we'll keep it that. If we can see that there are some more people that have items that are, value added, and we can extend that. Okay, I will start out with those who want to speak pro. If you would, just line up.